I'm Jed Lipinski. In Gone South Season 4, we'll be bringing you new stories every week with no end in sight. Listen to and follow Gone South, an Odyssey original podcast, on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.
This is The Week in Philly. Listen at 5 a.m. and 3 p.m. on Saturday and 3 p.m. on Sunday on KYW News Radio 103.9 FM and free on the Odyssey app. Sponsored by your Delaware Valley Honda dealers. Get a deal you'll like on a Honda you'll love.
We are back on The Week in Philly, and this coming Thursday, KYW News Radio will be presenting an hour-long special on the state of infrastructure in Philadelphia and throughout the country. It will be hosted by Mike DiNardo, and Mike joins us now. Mike, talk to us about the why behind this special.
Well, you know, Matt, you want to talk about something that affects everyone. Well, infrastructure affects everyone, from the water that comes out of the tap to the roads we drive on to get to work. And if we work from home, the digital architecture and the grid that delivers the power to our computers, infrastructure is so broad and such a wide-ranging topic that we really needed an hour to look at some of the various facets of it.
So let's start with the big picture. Overall in the U.S., what is the state of our infrastructure?
We used the grades issued by the American Society of Civil Engineers. Our national infrastructure altogether is a little below average, according to the engineers. The society gave the U.S. overall a C-. Its 2021 report card graded 17 different areas, from aviation to bridges to drinking water to ports to roads to transit to wastewater. We can illustrate the state of infrastructure with a few facts. For example, every 2 minutes somewhere in America, there is a water main break, and 43% of our roads are in poor or mediocre condition, according to the engineers. So the state of our infrastructure, Matt, is not great.
So now let's zero in on our area. How about in Philadelphia and the Delaware Valley at large?
Yeah, in general, Philadelphia, as an older urban city, shares the infrastructure maintenance problems that other big cities face. We've talked for years about the condition of our aging school buildings here. They're an average of 73 years old, and they've had issues with asbestos, mold, lead in the water. Nationally, the civil engineers gave schools a D+, and you could argue that Philadelphia schools would get a similar grade. On transit in the Philadelphia area, SEPTA just put in an order to replace its cars on the Market Frankford line using a $317 million grant from the bipartisan infrastructure law, but we won't see those new cars until 2029 at the earliest. And on the regional rail, about two-thirds of the fleet is 50 years old, and there are no definite plans to replace them. Let's look at the area highways. There are big projects to reconnect neighborhoods that were torn apart by projects of the past. We're talking about the cap over I-95, rejoining Old City and Penn's Landing, and the Chinatown Stitch project that would cap the Vine Expressway. You know, we also talk about the regional power grid and the increasing power demands of everything from charging electric vehicles to server farms, those AI data centers. We talked with Asim Haq of the area grid manager PJM Interconnection about that.
What we project out is that towards the end of this decade, we will lose, quote, resource adequacy. And that is having enough supply to meet demand and a required reserve margin.
That's not very long.
It is not.
One of the challenges, he says, Matt, is the not-in-my-backyard syndrome, where no one wants more generation built near them to expand capacity.
Are there certain types of infrastructure that are overall in better shape than others?
Yeah, some areas do better than others. So we'll start with aviation. We've talked about the fact that Philadelphia International Airport has consistently finished last in customer satisfaction surveys. One major factor for that is the size of the terminals. They can't really expand because you have I-95 on one side, the Delaware River on the other. So overall, aviation gets a D+ in America. The engineers we talked with point out that only two major airports have been built in the last 50 years because there just isn't the space in urban areas to support it. So aviation not doing that well. Freight rail, on the other hand, though, gets a B because it's largely privately funded, companies paying fees to ship their goods. But there are also challenges when freight and commuter lines share the same tracks. So you have some areas doing better than others.
You referenced earlier the bipartisan infrastructure deal. That was a big legislative achievement of the Biden administration. Overall, what impact has that law had?
Yeah, what it's done is to jumpstart many of the improvements and modernization projects that have been needed. Around here, there are things you can see and things you can't. For example, the airport got $20 million to improve its HVAC and electrical systems. We've talked before about the Montgomery Avenue Bridge near Strawberry Mansion that was rebuilt. And the Philadelphia School District got $8 million from the infrastructure law to upgrade 20 diesel buses with electric ones.
I know you have been working on this for a long time. What's the biggest thing you learned putting this together?
Wow, where do we begin? The challenge to make drinking water systems resilient because of climate change, it was fascinating to me. How to make sure if a river intake is somehow compromised, that service wouldn't be down for long, for example. How the infrastructure needs are constantly changing. Think about it. Because of more online ordering, our ports may need more capacity. Regional fulfillment and logistics centers, they need more access to highways. There are more trucks on the roads making deliveries. Overall, if there was anything I learned, it was the value of maintenance and the cost of deferring it, because it just makes it more expensive and more dangerous the longer you wait.
Mike, thank you very much. KYW's Mike DiNardo. Catch Crumbling America, the Infrastructure Crossroads on KYW News Radio this coming Thursday night at 7 o'clock. The Week in Philly continues after this.
Check out The Week in Philly, Saturdays at 5 a.m., Saturdays and Sundays from 3 to 4 p.m. on KYW News Radio, 103.9 FM, or free on the Odyssey app. Sponsored by your Delaware Valley Honda dealers. There's nothing quite like the Honda Accord Hybrid and the CR-V Hybrid when it comes to exhilarating efficiency. With hybrid technology and thrilling capability, these vehicles deliver an electrifying performance on every drive. Redefine your driving experience with Honda. Contact your local Honda dealer today about the Honda Accord Hybrid and the CR-V Hybrid.
I'm Jed Lipinski. In Gone South Season 4, we'll be bringing you new stories every week with no end in sight. Listen to and follow Gone South, an Odyssey original podcast, on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.